The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. And you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Oh, friends, we're going to be talking about today, I love, talking about what the revisionists hate. Man, they are so busy trying to tear down who we are. In an attempt to create an image that looks just like them foolish selves. So that's what we're going to be doing over the week. I love the topic. And we're just basically going to tear down the false altars. And that's really what they come down to. Folks, if you'd like to be my friend, I really appreciate that. If you would. It's Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1, it's double E. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, the lines are open, at least for the next week they will be, 1-877-807-9977. Again, it's 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when you put your brains in somebody else's head. Did that sound good?
No.
I won't do that tomorrow, folks. I had to switch it up a little bit.
No.
Well, woe unto those that are given to change. I'll just keep it the same. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Now, folks, some of you guys that posted on the Sons of Liberty, actually it's now Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, this was a comment that I got, and I really appreciated it. It was the picture of the right to bear arms. We've been talking about that through last week. And this woman wrote, I remember when I first saw the picture of you in that shirt, because I have a little shirt, that it's sleeveless, it says, I support the probably support the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, because my arms are bare, blah, blah. And she said, and I thought, I love it. What an awesome weirdie. I don't know what a weirdie is, but that's what she called me. Then I found out.
She's making fun of you.
She was
mocking you.
But get this, this is the kicker. Then I found out we were related. It was actually, she was related to me. We never knew each other or anything like that.
Birds of a feather flock together.
But I don't know what weirdy means. I thought, yeah, that sounds about right. The Sons of Liberty branch in Chicago. Folks, Sons of Liberty are posting up. They're going all over the country. Just spoke to a couple more tea parties in the Michigan area today. just new people, fresh content. They're all saying the same thing, but the Lord is bringing us together collectively, and that's what's important. That's where I find hope, is that this is the Lord's, you know, some people say it's the last hurrah. Well, he doesn't do any hurrahs. He sets everything up. As a matter of fact, in Revelations, you look at the evil, wicked men that were allowed to do what they do. The Lord orchestrated it so that he could glorify himself right in the midst of them. And
so he could show his power in Pharaoh while God was bringing judgments upon his head. Amen.
Ooh, consider that, Pharaoh. And folks, on our Sons of Liberty Facebook, there's a whole lot of stories posted this week that you want to check out and stay in tune with. But this topic that we're touching right now, that we're going to touch throughout the rest of the week, I think is the most important. It's the biggest delusion. It's the biggest deception. It just tries to get your feet off of the foundation, get you asking the wrong questions, and then you're lost no matter what kind of a conclusion. You could even win.
Well, if they get you asking the wrong questions, what their aim is that then they don't have to give you the right answers.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what they want. They want question marks everywhere, and that's what democracy thrives on. Mm-hmm. Republic is established law, an empire of laws. And when we have law, we're ruled by law, not by the opinion of man or their question marks. We have exclamation points, and exclamation is what keeps peace.
You know, that's in the Bible, it says it over and over again. Thus saith the Lord.
Yeah.
That's the biggest exclamation point there is. Who can argue with that? Who can do anything contrary to that?
Well, then you get a new version of the Bible that has suggestions, and yet I can't find suggestions
the
Bible anywhere. I see commandments throughout Scripture, and Jesus said, he thus saith, he loveth me and keepeth my commandments. He does that loveth me. Yeah. And that's exactly it. And then on the contrary to that, or the parallel of that, the opposite or the other side of the sword, he that saith he loved me and keepeth not my commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. And that's exactly right. So there are commandments everywhere. Speaking of commandments, speaking of Pharaoh, it's interesting, right before church this morning, I'm sorry, I have church every day of my life, literally, I was at home studying the Word, and I was in Exodus 20, and I've been through the Ten Commandments 100,000 times. And every time you read it, you get a fresh revelation, even if it's just a mist. Don't always have to have the river. Sometimes the river washes away the seed. Do you get the analogy?
Sure.
The good seed, who's the planter? Christ Jesus. Well, I was reading it, and I thought, well, okay, thou shalt have no other gods before me, you shall not make unto thyself any graven image. In other words, a god to create in my mind to suit my own sin. Sin is transgression of breaking God's law, ironically. And when I was going through it, and then I went through the rest of the other eight, and I thought, wait a second, what about the beginning of that? And what God said at the beginning of the Ten Commandments is, I am the Lord your God who brought you out. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of bondage through your forefathers to establish America.
That's right.
Out of Egypt, he said, and out of the land of slavery. As a matter of fact, when you read in Scripture, the children of Israel, when they were in bondage, they were released through the sacrifice of an innocent lamb. And then the first thing they did is God seen or revealed himself by showing miracle after miracle on the head of Pharaoh, those that were the oppressors of Israel. And what was interesting about it is the first thing God did is chain them to the Ten Commandments. Now, if you want to remain free, then obey these. And I'm not talking about ceremonial law, friends. I'm talking about moral law. Ceremonial law has been done away in Christ. But the moral law of God has nowhere been abrogated.
You know, you asked that question at church the other day. What is ceremonial law? And the gal didn't really know how to answer. The way I always understood it is, and I grew up Roman Catholic, it's the bells, it's the gowns, it's the
outward observance,
dish, and washing this way. That has nothing to do with the morality. It's just a pattern.
Yeah,
so that's gone.
Completely. But he said, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery, out of the land of slavery. Then he said, you shall have no other gods before me. Who would want another god?
Exactly.
And that's why you love him, because he's the one that sets you free. We're going to talk about setting you free, and we're going to show you those that want to go back into Egypt, and they're called the revisionists. We're going to tear them down, friends. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You ought to give me some revisionist quotes, because we know that where communism begins, atheism begins. And who are those and who are they that contrive such foolishness? What they do is they take the facts and they misconstrue them, they pervert them, they twist them. And they try to create them in their own image. Like, for example, our forefathers are really stupid, right? Yet we're walking in the oldest standing constitution in the modern world 237 years later. And I am absolutely humored. Matter of fact, I just had a another atheist, communist, post another article of twisting things that I say. And I'm just keep going for it, bloggers. That's what I want to tell you. Just keep pushing the line, because I want to set the record straight once again. See, the truth, friends, you don't need to prop up. The lie, you do. And let me say this to the enemies of the Republic, America as you know it, truth crushed to the earth will rise again, because Jesus Christ himself said the seed of the righteous is always, it is forever, it is eternal. In 1959, President Eisenhower asked Congress for $1 billion for the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare's New American, New American Education Fund for the promotion and publication of the new science of evolution. You know, evolution where you came from monkeys, right? And then America wonders why they walk into public schools and shoot them up. America wonders why, and they wonder why the younger generation is taught that they came from monkeys, and then they go out and act like monkeys. Then they're caged up like monkeys for crimes committed against people. It's amazing how sin repays disobedient people to their own face. Just think if we taught them the Ten Commandments, like thou shalt not kill, then they wouldn't go into a public school and kill. But again, the Ten Commandments are not a permissible objective, saith the new version of the Supreme Court. And America looks at the Supreme Court as the strongest branch rather than the weakest branch, which in fact they were intended to be. So President Eisenhower in 1959 asked Congress for $1 billion for the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare's new American Education Fund for the promotion and publication of the new science of evolution. What's interesting, friends, is science is the study of creation. Science is the study of creation, therefore we have a creator. Talking about twisting the word science way out of proportion. $10,500,000 was given to the National Science Foundation, NSF, for the new nine-part theme curriculum, Teaching Evolution. The NSF provided the Biological Sciences Curriculum Study, BCSC, with the funds to provide the textbooks to public schools. Matter of fact, the number of words in 1950 concerning evolution were 2,000 to 3,000 words. In 1963, it went up to 33,089 words. If you look at a chart, friends, a flow chart of decline in America since 1963, it reflects the overall downward trend of textbooks context or content. The percentage of text devoted to evolution has not diminished. It keeps going on and on and on and on. Matter of fact, friends, throughout the United States of America and throughout the world, in America, textbooks have to have factual information. Oh, I bet I could just take a wild guess. I bet I could probably go through every textbook in America in each state of our union and find lies saturated throughout the textbooks. And why is that? Because the American people tolerate it. So what is it that they wanted to teach them? Is it that they came from a Big Bang theory or they came from monkeys? Well, let's go to the monkeys first. For example, we've heard of Heidelberg Man. But friends, did you know that Heidelberg Man, that which kids are being taught in public schools, was built from a jawbone that was conceded by many to be quite human? Facts are stubborn things, aren't they? Nebraska Man, scientifically built up from one tooth and later found to be a tooth of an extinct pig. How come it is that they don't go back and correct themselves? What they do is they just continuously change the name or the guise of their new education scheme or curriculum. Speaking of evolution, friends, and tearing down the altar of the revisionists, we're speaking of evolution. What about Piltdown Man? Piltdown Man, the jawbone turned out to be, oh my goodness, friends, the jawbone turned out to belong to a modern ape. But they are giving this information to kids and students throughout the United States as factual information. But the facts are what I'm exposing right now, friends, that, folks, they're all contrived. They're bunk. They've been debunked over and over and over and over again. Common sense, right? Let's go to the Peking Man. Listen to these names. Heidelberg Man or Nebraska Man or Piltdown Man or Peking Man. Here, let's talk about Brother Peking Man. Oh, Peking Man. Let's talk about the facts. 500,000 years old. What? 500,000 years old. Excuse me. 500,000 years. How would they know that? They can't even tell us what happened yesterday. They can't even forecast the weather to be right the same day, and they're telling you, America, as to what took place 500,000 years ago? But the scientist can, can't he? Interesting. Oh, my gosh. Is there people that believe this? No. Let me say it this way, friends. Let me rephrase that. Are there people that want to believe this? Yes, there is. Are there people that really believe it? I don't believe anybody really believes this, except those that are playing off the stupidity of the people that do believe it. Isn't that interesting? The scientists know themselves. Like, for example, global warming. They know they're lying to the people. They're just trying to force them to believe something to give money to a tyrannical government called taxation through the lie. The scientists and friends know. They know themselves that this is not true. They're just dumping it on the people, dumping it on the people, dumping it on the people in hopes that someone will be foolish enough to believe it. I think they took a poll. I don't trust polls. But this one was okay because it leaned towards the truth. At least that's to say it was better than most polls. I believe there's a high percentage, like 86% of Americans don't believe in evolution, but yet they continuously inundate your kids with it. Why is that? Peking man, 500,000 years old, all evidence has disappeared. Yeah, because we weren't around 500,000 years ago. Maybe that's why it disappeared, because it wasn't here yet. Neanderthal man. I mean, you just listen to some of these names. I mean, are they like sitting around a table smoking a bong on some hallucinogenic or a PCP or what do you want, dudes? Neanderthal man. At the International Congress of Zoology in 1958, as long as he's got his degree and as long as people call him a doctor, he must know what he's talking about. Dr. A.J.E. Cave said his examination showed that the famous Neanderthal skeleton found in France over 50 years ago is that of an old man who suffered from arthritis. I'm sure he was. Cro-Magnon man, one of the earliest and best established fossils, is at least equal in physique and brain capacity as modern man. So what's the difference? Cro-Magnon man. Man, I just don't understand it. And I'm so happy. Radio show after radio show after radio show. These professors, they just don't call in. And I wouldn't want them to call in either if I was them. I wouldn't want them to be on the Sons of Liberty either, because they have no facts to substantiate anything. Because in America, most people have enough common sense to see the lie. Neanderthal man, one of the earliest and best established fossils, is at least equal in physique and brain capacity as modern man. So what's the difference? What about modern man? Modern man, this genius thinks that we came from monkeys. Not just one monkey, one version of extinct monkey, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them. Seven monkeys, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and friends. The joke's on them. Yeah, Bradley was sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
I just went back to the office and I talked to one of the girls that works here. She's a college-age student who just, well, she fleed the dorms of the colleges.
Smart.
And I said, have you been taught this stuff? She said, yeah, I'm in high school. She said it really messes with your reasoning.
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole purpose.
Yeah.
Destroy the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it comes down to. Listen to what Charles Darwin said, friends. By the way, for those that didn't know, Charles Darwin was on a ship on his way to go to a college, and that college just happened to be a Christian college.
He has a degree in everything.
Yeah, but he turned the wrong way, didn't he, friends? Yes. False facts are highly injurious to the progress of science. Well, they often endure long, but false views, if supported by some evidence, do little harm, for everyone takes a salutary pleasure in proving their falseness. Well, let's go back to Charles and just, can you give me some of the quotes that Charles actually called out his own folly? Because yeah. I think it's important. Another point I want to make before she pulls those other ones up. We need not go to the Holocaust historic revisionists to see history revised, friends. For political or ethnic purposes, we only have to see what Hollywood, the media, the educational institutions, and the publishing industries of the United States produces. Because they're the ones doing it. They're undoing themselves, and the American people are allowing it. That's what makes us the great proverb or byword, friends. Because other countries are looking at this country saying, why are you allowing this in your country? Don't you realize that you are called the greatest nation on this earth or on this planet? Yes. Origin of Species, page 162. The revisionist does not want you to hear this, friends. If it could be demonstrated that an organ exists, which could not have been formed by numerous successive slight modifications, my theory would absolutely break down. It has broken down, dummy. Just like you did.
And it was just, that just shows, too, how much they are willing to lie, cheat, and bend the rules. This is what people need to understand. These are radicals. They're not, as we said before, they're not liberals.
They just want to be right,
Jay. Democrats. They will literally take a failed theory.
Just like Karl Marx. Yep, and Karl Marx. Yep.
They'll take
Vladimir
a failed
Lenin.
Theory.
Yep.
And they'll push it and change it to make it like it's not failed, knowing full well it is failed. Knowing full well the man that came up with it wouldn't even put any weight or stock into it.
You can't.
It shows how willing they are to bend the truth, which you can't bend the truth. I'm sorry, cover up the truth and promote a lie, knowing full well that it is a lie.
Let's go back to the origin of species.
It's the original.
Tearing down the revisionist, friends. To suppose that the I, with all its inimitable.
That's a hard word.
Well, that's a big word, isn't it there, Mr. Ape Man?
Controvices?
Sorry. Am I demeaning?
Ape Man.
I mean, he demeans everything we are, America.
Well, I think it's crazy.
I mean, I don't want to be, you know, demeaning to...
The man was clearly, he was clearly a lunatic, but the idea that we have now of Charles Darwin is what modern revisionists have made him, because I don't even think he was certain.
No, he wasn't.
He didn't believe
he questioned
that
his own theory.
Exactly.
Let me finish. To suppose that the eye, with all its what's that?
Unique.
Why didn't he just use that
word? A
word
that means unique.
To suppose that the eye, with all its unique chondritises, for adjusting the focus to different distances, for admitting the different amounts of light, and for the correction of spherical and chromatic aberration that have been formed by natural selection, seems, I freely confess, absurd in the highest degree. Dude, look, they put themselves on a big Alp with all these big words, these created words. And then it all comes down to, I freely confess, it's absurd.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. In other words, he threw a big pile of cow manure up in there, and it landed right on his face.
And all the cow manure lovers?
Yes, he said, I freely confess, absurd. He said, not just absurd, period. He said, in the highest degree, period.
That's right.
Thank you.
And all the...
Thank you.
What did you say?
Monkey man.
Threw it up in the air, and it came down...
All over his face. Manure.
Manure.
Yeah, he's
all the manure lovers went there to pick up the pieces and say, oh, Charles, listen, we know that you're wrong.
Yeah, we
know that you're wrong, Charles, and we know what the truth is, but we're going to help make this manure. We're going to shape it into something and then charge college students.
What kind of a heart could it...
Come here.
I mean, what kind of a heart could stuff like that flow from? Well, let's ask Charles Darwin. A scientific man ought to have no wishes, no affections, he said, a mere heart of stone. How's that working out in hell, though, you think? How do you think that worked out for him when he stood before his maker?
Doesn't work.
Probably didn't work out.
The one who created.
See, he doesn't have time to come back and warn everybody now, does he?
Right.
Like in the Bible where the man was in hell, the rich man, and he wanted to come back, and he said, hey, can I get out of here? And the Lord said, no, there's a gulf fixed between you two. Well, will you go warn my brothers? No. They have the law and the prophets. They have Moses. If they won't be persuaded, they won't be persuaded though one rose from the dead. They have the law and the prophets.
Yeah.
In other words, if they can't hear no through the law of God, they're not going to be persuaded though one rose from the dead. They can't have. They don't have ears to hear Christ.
Yeah.
That's why they're at war with them. Oh, a bad place to be. Bad place to be.
It goes to the scripture that you read earlier. I am the Lord thy God that delivered thee from Egypt. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. You know, as a kid, you're taught, well, you shall have no other gods before me. Don't kill, don't steal, don't lie, etc. Don't make any idols. So if you are to not have a god before the living God, why would that be? Well, he says why. Because I'm the Lord thy God that delivered thee from Egypt. And it's the same thing with this topic. We love him for what he has done. That is our premise. That is where we stand on the foundation. And everything else builds from there.
The question is, what was in Egypt? Why would God give those commandments? Stone, images, lies, philosophy. Oh,
yeah. They were soaked in it. It permeated their culture.
Where was the life in that? There wasn't. It was all bondage.
It was bondage. That was what he was teaching them.
Who was in control? Mm-hmm. There's no God but Pharaoh.
That's right.
Pharaoh said, I don't know your God. Of course you don't. Because everybody treats you, you slave taskmaster,
mm-hmm.
like your God.
Thus saith Pharaoh, right?
Thus saith Pharaoh. And this is exactly where this ideology and this theology and this philosophy, all of the above, brings people into bondage. Into bondage. Charles Darwin, again, it's not the strongest of the species that survives, nor the most intelligent that survives. It is the one that is the most adaptable to change. Wow.
Really?
What did that guy in the White House say, Jake?
We're going to fundamentally transform the
right before he was inaugurated, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Stuck to it.
Wow. Boy, he did it. It sounds like he might have been reading some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's going right along with it, hook, line, and sinker, as he's taking away the rights of the people. I wonder, as he's taking the rights away, as the American people are allowing this administration to take away the rights.
Yep.
That have been given to you through sacrifice?
Tell the truth.
Isn't it interesting? These people mean to take away your rights. Of course, because these people aren't the ones that fought, bled, and died to give you your rights. Isn't that interesting? I bet you probably haven't put that together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why we do that, right? We want to make sure people understand.
Yes.
They're taken away because they didn't fight for them. These are the people that talk about war and send your kids to war. And they themselves know nothing of war. What did you think about that? Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
They talk much of it, but they don't understand it because they don't see the price of it, the awful price of it, of redemption. They don't understand it.
Awful is the word.
And America sits back and allows this garbage to be inundated on their kids and then wonders why there's a generation gap. They wonder why their kids are going to grow up hating their guts. Because the kids in public arenas, colleges and high schools, know that they're being lied to. They want to know from the older generations, why have you allotted this? Why have you allowed them to do this? I am just so humored. John Lennon. I had a preacher, Jake, you had sent me over a... he wanted a quote. He wanted me to watch the video. I watched it for 34 minutes. And I seen some of the stuff that John Lennon said back in the 60s. Remember when he said he was more famous than Jesus Christ?
Christianity would
He was trying to backstep, and he was trying to say he didn't mean to say it that way. But when you look at his writings, he was exactly meaning to say it the way that he said it.
Yeah.
He said this, he said, Christianity will go, it will vanish and shrink. I needn't argue with that. I'm right, and I will be proved right. We're more popular than Jesus now. I don't know which will go first, rock and roll or Christianity. He tried to denounce that he said that.
Yeah.
I don't know if people realize that. Because he got in a lot of trouble.
Oh, he caught the heat here in America.
Yes, he did.
Time. And his producers probably scolded him. And then what he came on to say is, well, you know, I'm not saying that Christianity doesn't exist, that Jesus doesn't exist, or that we're better than Christianity. What I was making the statement is that the youth of London and the youth in general are sick of Christianity. They're sick of the way it is, its traditions and its ineffectiveness. They're sick of that. That's why we're more popular than Jesus now. But boy, I'll tell you what, he argued that until he died.
Yeah, there was even one point, Jake, where he said he was born again.
Yes.
He was raised a Christian, by the way.
Yeah, he was.
What do you suppose, talking about tearing down the altars of the revisionists, what do you suppose the Lennons of the world were taught during the 60s? Well, what was the time period that they began to change the educational curriculum in our country? That began in the 50s. Because evolution used to be illegal in our country.
Yeah,
go back to Scopa Monkeys back in Tennessee.
Yeah.
It used to be illegal in this country. Why?
It denies our creator. If it denies our creator, it denies rules and absolutes.
And if you don't have a creator, you don't have rights.
That's right. And it denies rules and absolutes. When you deny rules and absolutes, you have no more rule of law. If you have no more rule of law, you have no more peace, you have no more prosperity. So everything that threatens that peace and that prosperity and our liberties and our rights, our government would persecute that. Why? Because that persecutes our liberties, and that's the purpose of the government, to protect our liberties.
Modern man, this genius thinks we came from a monkey. Romans 1:22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. It's all over them. I heard an interview the other day with Dawkins. Oh my gosh, dude. You want to talk about using his degree?
I see the guy in the wheelchair.
As the end of his gun? Oh, yeah. Dude. He's terrible. I'm not going after Christianity. That's all you do is go after Christianity by demeaning it. How's that working out for you, Mr. Atheist Communist?
Yeah.
Because, again, who said that?
Yeah.
Hey. Communism begins, atheism begins. There you have it right there. He's a communist, friends. We're going to come back. We're going to keep tearing down the revisionists here.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. The Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, February 28th. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Annandale, Minnesota. The course will also be available by webinar. Now, the cost is $150 per person and $30 for each additional family member, but the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've been invited to present the final class in this series and participate in the graduation, so I will see you there.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more vitality, more health, more well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
It's amazing that there's people out there stupid enough to believe the revisionists, and that no wonder they never want public, I don't want to say debate, but they never want to meet publicly. They only attack, they shout and shoot. That's all they can do, because if they were to be called out in front of the populace, it would fall to the ground.
That's right.
Do you remember during the debate, speaking of which, do you remember when they were bringing up the whole homosexual issue, homosexual marriage issue? And what happened is the people, the multitudes were booing when they brought up the topic of gay marriage or homosexual marriage. And did you notice how during the debates, during the Republican convention, but during the Republican debates, do you remember they were bringing up the topic at first? They did it like three times. And then once they started seeing that the people across the world were catching on to the fact that people were not with homosexual marriage, they omitted it. They pulled it. They didn't ask the question anymore. Then they made it a financial or economic issue rather than a moral issue, right? That kind of went hand in glove with what I was just saying. Listen to this guy, Thomas Paine. "To argue with a man," this is what it's like dealing with revisionist friends. "To argue with a man who has renounced the use and authority of reason is like administering medicine to the dead."
Ugh.
Yeah, it is, dude.
That's great.
Because what did Vladimir say, man?
Matter.
He said, listen, communism begins, atheism begins. They know what they're doing. It's not an issue of them. You can't reason with people that are unreasonable.
Hmm.
They're irrational, friends.
They're never going to come to a sort. You're going to be frustrated the whole time, and you lose.
I want to play this piece really quick because, listen, you got it? It was the last one. I just heard him the other day. He went after him. And it's actually O'Reilly. And I high-five him for this one because it was really good. He said, you're attacking Christianity all the time. And Dawkins got a little, well, he kind of got a little heated up a little bit.
It was the one you were listening to earlier. Yeah, where does the Bible contradict? And then because he says it makes it out to be like fairy tales. That the Bible's just a myth. It's just the story. And, you know, this goes back to what we were talking about in the beginning of this radio show about evolution, how ridiculously stupid of a theory it is. It requires way more faith to believe in that than it ever does to believe there's a creator.
Well, why does it come to this, Jake? Well, you explain this point. Why is it that when evolution comes in, morality goes away?
Exactly, because it evolves away. So you have...
So what are we evolving into? We're evolving away from God, and how is that working out for one nation under God?
It doesn't, and history proves it. The cycle turns. And then people find their God-given rights, they rekindle their faith, a revival happens, and then you have free governments again. That's what always happens. Mm-hmm. And then some pervert comes in the name of Christianity, and starts to pervert Christianity.
Yeah.
And Isaac Newton was a scientist, by the way. He discovered gravity. In case you didn't know, you know the apple falls off and hits him on the head? That man was a student of the Bible. And most scientists that we derive most of our information and our technology from, if you will, in America came from England during the time of the revival. John Wesley, George Whitfield.
It just doesn't work for him, does it? What about Thomas Paine over in France rebuking those scientists that were denying God, the creator?
Mm-hmm.
How come everybody just talks about Thomas Paine as being the most, you know, non-religious, which in most cases they're right.
Yeah.
But in this case, why was that non-religious individual over there rebuking them for denying the creator? Because he knew over here that's how we received the rights that we have been given.
Yep, you destroy that creator, you destroy your rights. Legal positivism creeps in. Now, if
do you want to hear this first or do you want that?
Oh, yeah.
We're always trying to shove a lot of information in there, friends. Go ahead, play this. This is
well, everything about the natural world is explained by science, but where does it mock God?
It basically says that these things are myths. They're not really true.
Every chapter has myths at the beginning of the chapter.
Aha!
Some of them are Aztec myths.
Can I stop right there? Because he said that you are saying, Mr. Dawkins, that it's a myth. This joker here, Dawkins, denied it, and then he sticks both of his feet in his mouth. That's why O'Reilly said, aha, you just got done admitting what I said, and you said you weren't doing that. Now, play that again.
At the beginning of the chapter, some of them are Aztec myths, they're ancient Egyptian myths, Greek myths,
Christian semantic games. I mean, you know what you're doing. You're trying to get to the kids and say, hey, you're an idiot if you believe in God.
That's right.
Oh, good for him. No, keep going. Oh, that was it? Oh, there was more. It was great. It was like, Riley?
Nice job.
Hey, man, I can work with that.
Oh, Brother Riley, that wasn't very
lovely. He started getting heated because he couldn't cover himself anymore because he started talking about his title and how you're hiding behind your title to really implement your agenda.
That's exactly right. If people would just get to that, see, that's what happens next. Okay, if we can fool you or disguise our education and say that you came from a monkey, right? We all just evolved. That means things are always changing. Things are getting better, they say.
But there's different types of evolution.
Yeah, sure. But things are changing and they're getting better is the point. So our Constitution probably should change.
Stop!
And get better.
Stop. Well, like Bill Maher the other day?
Exactly. Things
what
need to get
you,
better
what would
and
you
evolve.
Do? What would you do there to change the Constitution?
Well, you know, I'm going to take
believe,
a lot of heat
can, for can
this.
You believe HBO's giving me millions of dollars to spew my junk on the American people?
And I could donate $1 million of it to Obama's campaign.
And that's how it works. For a minute, that's until Bill Maher's out of a job. Here's the rest of that with O'Reilly confronting. Oh, he confronts him about his book for children, The Magic of Reality. Oh, cool. Let's hear this. This is groovy.
Well, everything about the natural world is explained by science, but where does it mock God?
It basically says that these things are myths. They're not really true.
Every chapter has myths at the beginning of the chapter. Some of them are Aztec myths, they're ancient Egyptian myths, Greek
myths, semantic games. I mean, you know what you're doing. You're trying to get to the kids and say, hey, you're an idiot if you believe in God.
And nothing to do with God. I'm talking about myths from all over the world. The Judeo-Christian myth is thrown in occasionally as one of many myths that come from around the world.
The Judeo-Christian philosophy isn't a myth, it's reality. This country was based on it.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. Throughout history, some of the worst regimes ever have been atheistic. You know that.
Thank you, Bill.
Prime Minister under Stalin, Mao Zedong.
Nothing to do with atheism.
No, really? No. See, my hypothesis is that religion is a constraint on society. Goodwill toward men, treating everybody as Jesus taught, the same as you, how you would like to be treated, the Ten Commandments. They're constraints against bad behavior.
Which of the Ten Commandments do you value? Thou shalt not make a graven image. Thou shalt not violate the Sabbath.
Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill
is a widespread belief all over the world.
Not by Pol Pot or Mao Zedong or Joseph Stalin. They all have one thing in common.
Thank God.
In any case, it's nothing to do with whether you believe in God or not.
Oh my God! Stop! It doesn't have anything to do whether you believe in God or not, and have everything to do with you, absolute zero-minded fool.
Exactly. With all of your degrees.
And he's got all these professors chipping away at him, eating on his little trail of lies, and it has nothing. Well, then why are you attacking God?
Just leave him out of the equation.
Oh, my gosh. Dude. And this is supposed to be the best they got.
I know.
And you know what? I high five O'Reilly.
I do too.
He won my respect on that one. And if that man would remain on that line, I could work with him.
Yep.
And that was good. Mm-hmm. But dude, did you hear that? He denies the fact that he's attacking.
Yep. Then he attacks.
And then he says it has nothing to do with God. You know what's interesting, Mr. Dawkins here? I just want to let you know this. The Ten Commandments are the only reason you're still alive.
Exactly, period.
Thank you.
That is exactly right. Because you go try to debate with somebody like Mao Zedong or somebody like Adolf Hitler, guess what? Gun to the head, bro!
Yeah.
Because you're actually trying to be God through your brains and your intellect.
Oh,
and that's what they tried to be.
But which one, Gabe? Which one are you talking about?
Ten Commandments.
You're talking about Mao Zedong and Hitler and all these... Yeah.
Oh, I hear him.
Goat to me.
I hear him.
Goat.
That's a Nubian goat in peace.
Uh-huh.
Yes, okay.
He likes
Mr. We got to get this last point out. Tomorrow we're going to talk about what the Bible has always said, what science now says, which ironically is in agreement with God.
What fun.
Science then. They made their folly made known to all men. And what happens is they
come back and say, well, the Bible's right. Quick.
There's a little bird that comes back to the boat that they wanted to get away from.
Yep.
Yeah.
That train on those train tracks. I want to be free. I want to be free. Let me get off these tracks. Oh, crap. I can't go anywhere.
Get on the tracks.
I want to be back on the tracks. I want to be back on the tracks.
There you go. Now you can roll, right?
That's right. And fast. Legal positivism. So we go back to law, which Mr. Dawkins, ultimately, that's the end of his philosophy, too. We got to change things. America wasn't founded on Christian values. Of course, it's not in your brains.
I'm not even, guys. I just want everybody to understand this. Everything we're talking about today, there is no debate.
Nothing.
There's no argument. It's common sense. It's absolute foolishness that some idiots in government have taken on only to use to inundate a foolish people to control them. That's all this is about. Go ahead.
That's as simple as it is, and we win every time when you stand on what is right.
Common sense. A little kid will tell you what's right and wrong.
Common sense.
Did you get that information?
Close. Now, if you look at the law, look how they try to change the law. Look at our Supreme Court justices. Look at Bradley's latest column on the Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio to understand how judges evolve as well. They're always wanting to evolve right out of you and control over you.
Oh, listen. The well-bred contradicts other people. The wise, the worldly wise, contradict themselves. And let me also reiterate this. These wise that I speak of, they know nothing of my Father.
I know wise.
Oh, no. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise, and the weak things of the world to confound that which is mighty. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll be back in 23 hours. See ya.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.